Delaware's U.S. senators are speaking out about what they call inhumane conditions in border facilities along the southern border. Senators Tom Carper and Chris Coons are joining other Senate Democrats in calling for the Trump administration to use $4.6 billion in border aid for humanitarian purposes. They are demanding the administration brief them Monday on how they plan to comply with the requirements laid out in the bill passed by Congress earlier this month. Those include moving children quickly out of the border facilities and providing prompt medical care. Coons and other senators visited three border facilities last week. He says he met detained children who haven't been able to brush their teeth or wash themselves.
And the crowding that results in literally children in separate cages that can best be described as a dog kennel was something I found profoundly upsetting and just not up to the standards that we would hope that we would use in our country.
Coons says most of the undocumented people he spoke with at the border facilities were from Central American countries. Carper is urging the Trump administration to restart aid funding to Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.